As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." The man replied and said to Jesus, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for the sake of the gospel and my sake, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord. This is the election season in USA, and an ideal time to look at the gospel set for this Sunday. We have many people seeking election, telling us how Christian they are. And then this year we have the Sisters on the Bus, whose organizer, Sister Simone Campbell, tells us to pay attention to this gospel. If you want to be a member of the kingdom, go and sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. She pointed out the poor, the sick, the homeless, and the needy, and shows us a gospel without compromise. Many years ago, Father Albert Nolan, in his book Jesus Before Christianity, said exactly the same thing. Now, we have all sorts of excuses. Jesus says it is not easy, easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for the wealthy to enter the kingdom of God, of heaven. And so we have to acknowledge the poor and compare that to our own wealth. Then we will ask in despair, can we be saved? Jesus answers with a powerful statement, all things are possible for God. By that I take it that he means the example and the graceful motivation of Jesus leads us to follow his example. God helps us to do that. I used to think I had followed this gospel. I left everything to follow Jesus. I thought I had made it. But if the truth be told, I missed one phrase, give to the poor. I can't say that I did. In fact, I now thought myself poor and deserving from others. That is not exactly putting this gospel into practice. The young man thought he could inherit eternal life. That meant for him gaining another expensive gift. Jesus made him realize that this is not God's will. And we are told that even though Jesus looked at him and loved him before telling him the truth, the young man went away sad because he had many possessions. I find this to be one of the most sobering of all the statements in the gospel. What I believe Jesus invites us all to be today is generous. We have to learn the message he gives to share what we have. This is a demand for all of us and a prerequisite for those seeking election.